It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get to how Mendy handled things. Because I'm sitting there at the game and I'm saying to my buddy, he can't use Ottavino, Raley, and Diaz. They've pitched back-to-back days. There's no way in the middle of April Carlos Mendoza is going to ask. No way is he going to ask these top relievers go pitch in a third straight game. So they get a clean eighth inning out of Jorge Lopez, 1-2-3. And as Drew Smith is walking into the game, Pete, there's an audible ugh from the crowd at City. Because there's concern. Because it's like, are you kidding me? We're asking this guy? We're asking this guy to save the game?
You should have heard what I said at my house. It's not arable for kids.
I imagine. And here's the best part. Again, a sign that things are going well. Drew Smith made it easy. Like there was no drama. It was, here's a three-pitch strikeout. Here's a quick foul pop-up. Here's another strikeout. Everybody can go home. So now we have seen the Mets have three specific games in which they've had nobody from their bullpen available. The first one against the Reds, they completely blew. The night of WrestleMania night one, that was bad. The game they somehow survived against Atlanta, the opener of the series against the Braves, and now this one. And they somehow survive it and get a victory. And that was awesome to see. As far as the finale of this series, I took my little guy to the game. We didn't have a show because the Yankees were playing a 3 o'clock game. I guess we did have a show. We had a 20-minute show. So Tiki and I said, all right, Sean, be a star for 17 minutes. So I took my little boy to the game, me and my three-year-old. And I'm not going to get into all the experiences at Citi Field with a three-year-old. The Mets do a great job. He handed out stickers, certificates, and all that. But we saw a really good performance by Luis Severino. You know, Luis Severino has been hittable this season, but he's always found the way to get the big out. The big double play in the first inning. He was very lucky because it looked like O'Neill Cruz got hurt. That's how the Mets were able to turn the double play. He gets through, I mean, sort of gets through the trouble in the third inning. He gave up a run, the RBI hit to Brian Reynolds, but it could have been worse. He gets a big out of Rowdy Tellez. He gets through a leadoff walk in the fourth inning. He gets through trouble in the fifth inning, big double play against Connor Joe. Another very encouraging performance by Seve. And Seve did something in this game he used to do with the Yankees. I always just say this about Seve with the Yankees. He's one of the rare pitchers in this day and age who finishes strong. A lot of starters, third time around the order, their numbers go down and you get them out of games. Look up Seve's, you know, when he was healthy, when he was a real pitcher. He would actually get better as games went on. So when they asked Severino to pitch the sixth inning, that was his easiest inning. Like, that was his easiest inning. And so Seve gives you the sixth quality. Six innings feels like a lot these days. We talked about it earlier. The Mets don't get a lot of innings out of their starting pitching. They get the home run from Starling Marte. They get the big two-run hit by Tyrone Taylor. They get the home run by Harrison Bader. They break the game open in the sixth inning. The one issue that I know a lot of people have, and again, we'll do a special off-day Rico where we'll get into emails and voicemails, but I did receive a bunch of emails bitching about Jeff McNeil laying down a bunt the sixth inning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't mind it. I really don't. I got 2-1 and nobody out. I'm in a baseball game where I'm only up 2-1, so every run matters. I put two guys in scoring positions. And I actually trust the guys behind McNeil. Remember, McNeil on Wednesday was batting fifth. So the guys you had behind him were Francisco Alvarez and Tyrone Taylor. I know Francisco's cooled off, but I still have a level of trust with him. And Tyrone Taylor's been one of their hottest hitters. So even though Alvarez didn't come through by hitting that weak pop-up, I really didn't mind the bunt. But the Mets break the game open. They end up going away easily. You can rest the bullpen again, even with an off day on Thursday, give it extra rest, and we have ourselves a sweep of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the vibes right now, they're immaculate. And now we go into L.A. with a little bit of a cushion. You know, it'd be great to beat the Dodgers, but at 10-8, worst case scenario, we get swept. We're only a game under 500. We lose two out of three. We're still a game above 500. And I think what continues to be really good and really, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Satisfying as a Met fan is that they have played this kind of baseball after getting off to the start they got off to. You know, getting off to a start like this that they're off to right now still would have been cool, still would have been awesome. But I think what makes it more satisfying is at 0-5, we all had different levels of worry. You know, of course, I was worried too. Now, I tended to be more positive about it, more it's a long baseball season, but I can't deny that when they're losing that first game of the doubleheader, there isn't part of me saying, what the hell's going on? We could let this season just completely spiral out of control. So the fact they were able to respond to all of this and play the kind of baseball that they have pitched is incredibly encouraging. They did bring Michael Tonkin back, which I don't know how that makes everybody feel, but Tyler J got DFA'd, and now Michael Tonkin is back. What do you find? Do you find it funny, Spence, that we brought Michael Tonkin back, or that you're grabbing my beard right now? Which one is it? It's the beard, isn't it? He loves grabbing the beard. For those watching on YouTube, you can see that. But hell of a series. We're 10-8. We're feeling good. But remember, it's a long-ass baseball season. And when things are going good, they're usually not that good. Just like when things are going bad, they're not that bad. Am I right?